This is Inside Track for HeartlandMotorsports.com. It's Sunday night. We're at Quincy Raceways. We're with tonight's UMP late model feature winner, Justin Reed. Justin, the 27 car looked like he was going to be tough tonight, but man, nobody had anything for you.
Yeah, we made some the right calls tonight. We were due, and track come to my liking, and you know, he got out on me in the start there, but I went a little different tire combo than he did, and it just took it a little longer to fire off. But when it did, man, just drove like an asphalt car tonight, so it was awesome.
You took the lead like he was sitting still.
Yeah, I knew as soon as I got to him, I drove into him the next corner and really closed up on him pretty fast. And I'm like, well, I got to pass him fast enough where he don't have time to kind of fight me. So I drove in, I think it was in 3 and 4, and it just stuck on the right sides and, you know, drove right around him. So we were due. It was a good run.
Your car's working good right in the middle of the track.
Yeah, you know, it's Quincy and it's slick. And, you know, I had a lot of guys tell me tonight, oh, this will be your track. And the way we've been running lately, I had my doubts, but we just stuck to our guns. And, you know, we've been working really hard. We've really changed a lot on our setup with this new UMP stuff because we've been struggling. And it's starting to come around a little bit. We're getting better.
You know, you had a fast car, but you did a great job tonight with the lap traffic. You got to be careful when you're coming up on those cars.
Yeah, you know, my car was so good that I could go anywhere. So I just took my time, and usually, you know, the guys that I lapped tonight have lapped me before, so I know they're going to respect me. You know, it's not all the time you're going to get Denny Woodworth in that situation, but he's done it to me before, and I think we respect each other enough where when we see the leader's nose, we'll give him room.
Just so scary that a lot of times them guys are back there because they're struggling. That's because something's wrong, and you got to keep your eye open because sometimes they're using the whole track.
Right. Yeah, I mean, as a leader, it's your responsibility to let them know that you're there, not by hitting them, but getting alongside of them. And usually when they see you, late model guys are really good. They're respectful. They're going to lift. They're going to give you room. It wasn't too bad tonight. You know, we got through it unscathed and picked up the W.
It's going to help you in the point chase.
Yeah, I mean, we got a long time to go. I mean, it swings every month. Early in the year, it looked like Matt and I were going to run away with it. And then, you know, Dustin Griffin went on a tear there for a while. And then Perry's chiseled away at it. You know, we're in June still. You know, we got a couple more months. You know, these motors, they're a lot more less resilient than our spec motors. So you're going to see some failures. You know, guys are going to show up and steal some races from us. So, you know, it'll be a little different than years past. We just got to concentrate on being fast, staying on top of our setup, staying on top of our tire program, and we'll be there at the end.
Who'd you have help you tonight?
My dad, Mark. You know, I kept him. Every time a race was over, he was grinding or grooving or siping or changing or moving a tire. We kind of made a tire mistake last Friday at the Summer Nationals race. We qualified good, but then struggled in the heat because of a tire choice. And we kind of talked about it and decided, hey, we're not going to have that happen again. We'll stay on top of that stuff. And then my Uncle Doug today, he was like my right-hand guy because my grandpa's out with a back injury and my other uncle is in the Lake of the Ozarks this weekend. And then Matt Bailey come down tonight. It was cool. You know, it's always good to get a second set of eyes. Yeah, you know, Matt was able to say, hey, what do you think about this? And not that I'll wait till they're done talking. Not that we don't know our setup, but when somebody says, hey, what it looks like this, it kind of makes a light bulb go off, and it was huge. Hopefully I'll get a repay the favor from Matt, and he's talking about next Saturday going to Montgomery, so maybe I'll crew for him. So
trade the favor a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely. Matt and I are good buddies, and like I said, it was awesome to have that opinion tonight. It really helped.
I know the car's in the trailer, but who's the sponsors on it?
I got to thank Midas, Auto Service of Midas and Quincy. My Uncle Scott has helped me a ton this year. When we were down and needed tires and we're really down on money, he's like, forget that. We're going to have new tires on that race car, and made it happen. Quincy Honda has been with me for the last 2 years. Dean Lampkin, great guy. You know, has really helped support my race team. I can't thank him enough. Mark Holtmeyer, Spring Street Automotive, been with me for 10 years. I'm glad to see his boy in a race car this year and getting him back at the racetrack. Extreme Pro Race Engines, Rick Frankel, you know, my motors run like a clock all year, knock on wood. We're really pumped about the motor program he gave to us. Tony Dunker Farm Marketing, Quincy Recycle, Moore's Floors, Hampton Inn of Quincy, McDonald's of Quincy, Albertson Auto Body, Steve Albertson, he come by and gave us a little help couple weeks ago because we were struggling. You know it's bad when your sponsors are sitting in the stands going, what's up, do you need some money? So I got to thank them guys. You know, my sponsors are unbelievable. I hope everybody that gets a chance, see a sponsor on the race car, go support them because they're good people.
No doubt about that. Justin Reed, thanks for talking with us on the Inside Track. Congratulations on a late model win tonight at Quincy.
Hey, thanks, David. Thanks for all you do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, man. Good job.
Oh, hey.